All right, remember that, because we're going to talk about that and something else new later on. It's 8:07. Philip, I'm almost remiss to use this song because it's popular now. Like, I had no idea how explosive this song became.
And yeah. You're welcome. Because of that, right there.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. It would be different if we were on every day. But it's good to have you here the morning after 8:07 on the first show of the new year for us. Saturday, January 6th on 2018. We're excited that you woke up early to freeze your asses off with us today on the show. Philip's favorite game, the 5-second rule. We also have a new thing to get to, what's the word, with some local stories. Who made the best of these frigid temperatures? What happened to all the I love winter people? We'll do Justin versus Bruno because they both have new music out. That was the new Justin. There's a new Bruno Mars song with Cardi B called Finesse. And also we'll try to sneak in some table reads as well. Floyd, a.k.a. Deja, will join us later on. We'll swap out gay black guys.
Yep.
Philip for Floyd later on. And we are happy to have you with us. Thanks for following along. The podcast, you can get them after the show, Q1055.com. This is the morning after, every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and a good neighbor, Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do.
And Philip Taylor.
Good morning.
I should say business owner, Demetrius Nicodemus. Your New Year's Eve was quiet because you had to open a business the next day.
Yep.
How was your first week?
I'm happy you laughed about
it. Are you still open?
I am still open.
Or did a bunch of Asian women show up at the massage tables?
Let me just tell you. No, you know what? It was because I opened up a State Farm agency, and I can say that
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you can.
And
because it's yours.
Because it's mine. And so there was a hiring process, you know. One guy he couldn't meet a timeline. And then so I thought I went into this thing with two people, okay? So January 2nd,
opening
when
day.
My doors open, everybody's supposed to be there at 8:30. All right? So I get up, and I'm there at 8. You know, I'm vacuuming. I'm getting everything ready. One person walks in the door at 8:30. All right.
Were they an employee?
Yes.
Or, okay.
And then nobody else.
Was
no call, no show. It's just me and Lynette. And Lynette hasn't gotten any of her approvals yet. So the only thing that she can do is answer the phone. And so now it's just me. And the phones blow up like Vietnam.
Did they really?
Oh, my God. It was absolutely crazy.
What happened to the... Now, we've been talking about the one person for a while, and it was like a little flighty there, so you didn't have a lot of expectations. What about that other person that you had seen? Nothing?
Dude,
have you heard from them?
Dude, no.
Showed you still haven't?
No. Showed up.
What?
Here's the thing. Showed up on Friday at 9... You know, made phone calls like he was supposed to do.
That was
on Friday.
Like when he'd been there all week.
Yeah. Like here's the thing. No, not last Friday, but
the Friday before. Right.
In preparation for opening. So he's made calls. He's set appointments. You know, he's talked to some people, like he's engaged.
And then nothing.
And then Monday, nothing.
So we're on Saturday now, and you still haven't heard from him.
Nothing.
I'm serious.
And I was like, you know what? That's just what it is. And here's the crazy thing. You know, you sit there and you're like, all right, it's a pretty good gig if you can get it. Like, you can make really good money and you get to, you know, affect people's lives in a positive manner. And so that's good. But a no call, no show on a big boy job? I couldn't wrap my mind around it.
I run myself parallel to this because, like, you guys know, there are times where, like, I just won't show up to things, and it happens. It's okay, but at the same time,
the first day,
not the first day usually, but like, I will call you.
Not even the first day, like the first day.
I will, like,
the day you're supposed to take pictures and hang on the wall, like, remember
exactly
this, that day.
I will call you or text you, like, when, like, I wake up from my drunken stupor or from my poor choice the night before, and be like, hey, FYI, my bad. I'll deal with the consequences later, but like, we'll continue to move moving on. But like a whole week.
Nothing.
Man, you know this person personally.
Yeah. Nothing.
Maybe that person's like.
Totally made me like, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know people.
Maybe this person's like, he ain't got no sign and I'm not showing up until there's a legit no sign, no work. I can. There's a person that I know that you know, and I know you knew these people, that needs a job. I'll come work for you.
Deep sweat and coffee.
Yeah. I was like, somebody said, hey, what about Eric? And
that
I was like,
me.
I'm like, you know this is like a real people job, right?
Shut up!
like this is, like you have,
like you have
to talk
be a good
to
neighbor.
Yeah, like you can't go like this. Well, I'm just saying, I know you wrecked your car, but you kind of deserved it.
Right.
You know?
So, you caused the...
Yeah.
Who was the person that suggested that, that thought I was in such dire straits that I would have to do...
There was a couple of people who were like, and I was just like, you know, if there was like a room way in the back and like,
honestly,
he didn't have to really like...
It's not for dire straits. It's just more so for my comic relief to know that you're working there and to hear these stories every week of what happened with Eric and Demetrius's office.
I know.
It would be amazing. I would love that.
We'll go from radio show to reality insurance office.
Oh my God.
If it means anything, I mean, maybe the universes were aligned in some sense. I had a job interview over the phone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There's been very few radio opportunities that I would consider. I've had to send two resumes. I have to apply twice a week to get my unemployment, and I basically sent it to radio places. Some with maybe they'll call, other to just get my money. Sorry, but this place
right now, like 18 Republicans went.
Look, doesn't unemployment get paid by your former employer?
Yeah,
so it's not your tax money, but it was a place that had a good opportunity, and it's not the most livable place. Like a friend of mine was like, "Why would you go there?" I'm like, you realize it's like, it's parallel to Toledo, right? Like, it's not a step back or anything. And as much as I don't want to leave, as much as I don't want to pack, this is an opportunity I would seriously consider. Mm. And it has nothing to do with insurance, and that's nothing against you.
Oh, that's fine.
Wow. So were you overwhelmed? How much did you drink this week? At work?
No. No, it was, I think I had, like, on Tuesday when I got home, and usually this never happens, but Kara had come into the office at some point during the day when Lynette was like, hi, Demetrius Nicodemus, State Farm, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, please hold. Boom. All right. And then so it's on. And then I have to take the call. But so she walks in and she just hears the phones. Bling, 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 bling. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to go home. And so she leaves. At the end of the day, when I shut down the phones and I forward them to our call center, I get home and there's the strongest, stiffest drink waiting for me. She's like, she goes, here, you really need this. And it was crazy. I mean, the first day was absolutely crazy. And then the phones kind of slowed down. You know, people purchased cars and they wanted to add them and those kind of things.
Yeah.
And they had questions about, you know, coverages and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, as the week progressed, it got better, you know. But man, oh man, to walk in thinking like you're a team of three, and then go like this, ooh, okay,
you're like one in a corner.
It's like me. I'm Mr. Rourke, and I got Tattoo, who's really not qualified yet to do anything.
Yeah.
But point at the plane, you know. And so it was just like, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to knuckle down, and I'm going to get through it.
So all that commission is just sitting out there for people.
It was just like, but you know, it was like, I'll tell you what, it's scary as hell, but.
Do you remember my attitude when people would randomly, like, not show up to the show? You remember what I would say? Whether, you know, at 6 o'clock, we're going on. Like,
yeah,
I don't care who's here.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad everything has changed now. Philip, you were in a high position at Apple. Demetrius, it's taken you like half a year or more to start a complete business, and I'm glad I can just sit back and sleep late now. Philip, is Chicago still standing after your New Year's Eve excursion?
Yeah, it is.
One person may not be.
What? What?
Dude, first of all, I forgot like how much colder Chicago can be than Toledo, and it was horrific. Like, literally, I decided, I had to go out. We got dressed that night after hanging out for a bit with my friends, and I had to run outside to grab my boots because I forgot my boots, my button up in my car, and a car was literally parked right outside of their apartment. They live in, like, what are those, brownstones or whatever? And like
brownstones.
I have to go down this, right. I have to go down the stairs right out the door to the gate. It's like 20 feet from the door. I stepped outside. And, like, I couldn't breathe. Like, yeah. I was gasping for air. It was horrible. Skin became, like, really dry and chapped. But my car hated me. And beyond that, like, I don't know. We had a lot of fun, a lot of alcohol. I don't remember the last part.
D, did you allude to him potentially having intercourse? Who was that
know.
With?
I may have walked by a conversation in my living room or kitchen. I don't
How
know
does
what
Karen
happened.
Know everything?
Because people, for some odd reason, look at her and just confess things.
No,
it
no.
It is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
She's like TMZ. I got a text like 2 weeks ago from a story that was like 6 weeks old from a young black girl who texted me and said, "Who told you?" I'm like, first of all, I don't care, but yeah. It was Kara.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. So, no, how it happened was, first of all,
I know how
you,
it happened.
Okay, well, you were talking to Lynette about my photos, and then Kara said something else about it, and I was like, oh, well, actually, and then I showed her the picture, and yeah, I mean, whatever. First of all, I've known him for a little bit, and it was just the fact that we're 4.5 hours away, and we somehow closed that gap, so... Yeah.
That gap is closed with his erection. It cut an hour and off that 4.5 hours.
Here's the crazy thing. He shows this photo of this dude who looks very happy next to this girl. It looks like
It
looks like an engagement photo. And he's like, and I'm like, and he goes, oh, it's okay. She's a lesbian.
And yeah, he has a lot of gay friends. It's
well, that's usually how it works.
Which one was? Was it the one with the pumpkin, right?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. That one. Look at that. What does that look like to you? Does that look like a happy family? Does that look like a happy family?
That looks like somebody I would unfollow around Halloween.
And then you're like,
I want to see the girl, not him.
You know, you look at all of them.
You just picture her crying at her mom's house, like, he never told me. He was living a lie.
It was so funny too, because like being there. Oh, remember how when I left your house, like, yeah. I didn't feel very well?
Yeah, how'd apparently, that all work out?
It's a thing, apparently.
Like, yeah, illness.
No, but everybody's, like, catching this, like, this gross little stomachs. What are you smirking at, Eric?
This looks like the guy that you almost hooked up with in Florida who was, like, 50.
Does it? No,
that
it doesn't.
That was, like, a fit older guy, right?
Yeah.
This is, like, a fit younger guy.
And who the hell remembers that? That was the year ago.
We got to get to a break.
Okay.
We're
going
to do a new, new
that
Justin,
was weird.
New Bruno.
That was a whole weird opening segment right there.
Philip was on the hot seat last week for the Apple battery thing, and he'll be back on it in just a couple of minutes when we do the 5-second rule on Q105 at the morning after. Hit us.